Jesus says, strive to enter through the narrow gates. What does it mean? This gate symbolizes Jesus himself. If you want to go to God the Father in heaven, we have to go through Jesus himself. Because he said, I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the love. And he said, those go not with me will not enter the kingdom of God. So this narrow door means we have to follow closely with Jesus. So mean by I'm the way, Jesus says. The way means his way of life, Humble, obedience, and service. He come on earth, he is the Son of God. But he become a carpenter. And then the society, carpenter has no space, a position. This is why all the scribes, teachers will not accept Jesus, because he belongs to the outcast, the low class of the society. And Jesus himself lived in this way. Obedient. You can see from the gospel. He's always look forward to fulfill the will of God the Father. You can remember at the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus prayed, Father, lift this cup away from me. But if it is your will, I will take it. That means Jesus always said yes to God the Father. No excuse. Service. He died on the cross so that we can be saved. He reserved the graces for all of us. The last blood is to cleanse our sinfulness. And this is the way. This is the narrow door, narrow gate. So Jesus says, if you come without me, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. That means to say, if you want to be another Jesus, you have to work it out. We have to all the graces through baptism, through the blessed sacrament. Receive him. He is in us. But still we need to walk on ourselves. Jesus said, come and follow me. You can give your hand to him that he can carry you. But still you have to walk. Jesus is willing to help each one of us. We all have the sufficient grace to carry our own cross. So don't worry that we don't have enough strength. We are given all this special grace. So just remember, strive to get into the kingdom of God with force. That means we have to make an effort to serve people, to love people, to follow the will of God, and be humble. That Jesus was teaching his disciples. Well, first of all, he washed the feet of disciples so that you do the same. Wash the feet of one another. This is the simple way to follow Christ. It's hard, but with the grace of God, everything is possible. What is impossible for man is possible for God. I believe in one God,